You're listening to WRUU-LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. Coming up next, Art on the Air, with your hosts, Rob Hessler and Gretchen Hilmers. Welcome to Art on the Air with your hosts, Rob Hessler and Gretchen Hilmers. This is an hour-long interview program dedicated to the visual arts. Each week we feature guests in conversation about their theory, practice, and current projects, as well as the state of the visual arts in our community. We also play musical selections relating to our guests and engage in additional conversation about the topics presented in our interviews. So let's get started with another episode of Art on the Air. Here are your hosts, Rob Hessler and Gretchen Hilmers. And this is Rob Hessler, Art on the Air. No Gretchen Hilmers this week, unfortunately. You'll have to make do with me and my field note guest, the excellent, incredible artist, Amiri Ferris, has joined us again. This is his second or third time on the show, I believe. And this time he is joining us to talk about Juneteenth, specifically to talk about a new poster print that he has created, one that is, let's say, economically friendly, available for all to download, that he wanted to talk to us about. And so we got him on the air this week to talk all about that print, all about what all of the little sort of hidden meanings behind all of the little elements in the work, and why Juneteenth is important to him, and sort of how he kind of came up with doing this piece. So very exciting there. A couple of other details too about what he's got going on. And you probably know Amiri, actually. He's been really all over the Southeast. In particular, you probably saw his work over at, if you're in the Savannah area, over at the Jepson Center. He was in the boxed-in breakout window boxes over there at the Jepson Center a couple years back. He's also shown stuff over at Sulphur Studios. He's done a bunch of murals around town and really kind of between South Carolina and Georgia, just really all over. So you probably have seen his work. And so it's really great to catch up with Amiri here. And on top of that, we've got a really special, I guess, thing to share with you today. We're going to be playing one of his musical compositions, Analogous Summer, the very first time it's been played anywhere. So this is really a special performance here that Amiri has given us this song to play. It is named after a show that he's got upcoming, an art show that he's got coming that's going to include a record release that includes music and poetry by Amiri. So anyway, without further ado, let's get into this interview with Amiri, conducted by telephone, talking all about his brand new Juneteenth piece available for digital download. Enjoy. Rob Hessler here with Amiri Ferris, and we are talking by telephone about a new project that he has going on, and it is a poster commemorating Juneteenth that you are giving away for free to people. So, Amiri, kind of tell us about this new piece that you've created for Juneteenth.
Yeah, the piece that I created, I wanted to capture a piece that kind of talks about the different aspects of Juneteenth, so celebrating freedom and culture, togetherness. Because I've seen a lot of other images, but it, you know, didn't really capture, I think, that. So with this poster, and actually doing like a digital exhibit That's also going to be on social media, so you'll be able to see different aspects of a mural that I'm working on. And then from that mural, that's what the poster kind of came from.
You know, I want to ask you about some of the images on the piece, because I was taking a look at it, and what I think is there's a lot of little things to kind of pull out of it, which I think is really cool. A lot of little details that kind of tell a bit of a story, like you mentioned. And you've used a lot of silhouette. And I notice it's kind of interesting because you have this sort of, there's silhouettes of a lot of what I would kind of describe as ordinary people, sort of like near the top of this poster here. But then you also have this figure that to me kind of looks like a old-timey sort of like administrator or like a government official or something like that. You've got a dove flying in the background. You've got these sort of two larger figures that are almost kind of dancing and coming together in the center. Talk about some of the symbolism that you're using specifically, because I think that really is a lot going on in this poster that maybe like at a casual glance people might not really notice, but I think is really interesting if you kind of spend some time looking at the piece.
Yeah, so starting at the top, I was trying to think, looking back in history and imagining the person announcing that, you know, the slaves are freed, or, you know, the emancipation of freedom. And so you can see, like, the people standing in the background, and I tried to make them look like that time period, and, of course, the guy announcing it. But then I also want it to be very ambiguous, so you don't notice it right away. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like in the 18th century. And then if you go down, you'll see people kind of holding hands.
Yeah, love that.
And so that happened during Reconstruction. So even though a lot of slaves and people were freed back then, they didn't start feeling the effects of that, I think, until like Reconstruction, and you know, people started, you know, coming together. And especially, I think, in yeah, here in South Carolina and the South and Georgia, people started, you know, working on their land and developing it. So then you can see that. And then with the dancers, you know, I just wanted to, again, pay homage to the past, present, and future. So again, things that happened in the past were just now kind of feeling the full effects with the, you know, celebration of Juneteenth, and make, you know, that's now a national holiday. So again, you know, our ancestors, you know, did all that work and did everything to what we're kind of feeling now in the present and kind of in the future. And then there's also a lot of Adinkra symbols throughout the piece. And so the large kind of sun looking element in the center of the poster that kind of represents going into a bright future, but then also that's a Dinkra symbol that means pride, and what's the other, the Sankofa, learning from your past, but moving forward.
I love that. You know, you mentioned to me when you kind of reached out to me that you were going to be doing an exclusive version of the piece for the Savannah Morning News. How is that piece different than the original version that you've kind of sent my way already?
So that piece, it's kind of, it's close to the poster that we're looking at. But then there's a lot of different elements in that piece. There's like elements that talk about the American flag and freedom. I have kind of Dinkra symbols that represent like a freedom bell, and of course there's still like my dancers in there and kind of like my signature drips that I have to show time passing on the canvas. So yeah, there's lots of different elements, and again, these all kind of came from a very large piece that I'm working on, and I kind of broke them up into pieces.
I love it. So I want to ask you, because you're a very well-established artist. I mean, before we started this recording, I was kind of joking about how busy you are, and I've been following you on social media. You've done public art works all over the South. I mean, you were at, you've been in the Telfair Museum, you've been in galleries, museums all over. You obviously have no need for any sort of publicity associated with giving away one of your images to people. So why are you doing this? I mean, why are you giving this piece away for free to everybody?
Well, one of the things I want to do is to make artwork more accessible to people. Because, like you said, I've shown in a lot of galleries and museums, and that's like the first thing that I hear a lot from people is like, oh, I love art, but I could never afford that. Or, I love your piece, and, I want to own a piece of artwork. So, a lot of times, that's what I'll do is I'll give either my artwork for a donation, or, do like we're doing now, like a print or a digital version. So again, that everyone can, either afford to have a piece of artwork or have a piece of artwork. So say if you're, 12-year-old kid, or, you're an 80-year-old woman, it's accessible to everyone.
Yeah, I love that too. I mean, because you're talking about, this is something, I mean, really, Juneteenth only became a national holiday recently. And so there is really this, you mentioned if you're an 80-year-old woman or a 12-year-old kid, it's like there is kind of this really different experience for different people of different generations. And in this particular case, being able to have access to the piece, regardless of, what your cultural experience was has been growing up in relation to slavery and the emancipation of enslaved people and all that, you're going to have access to this piece. And of course, you're also doing a print that's available for purchase at Sulfur Studios if people want to be able to, purchase a print themselves, sort of a really high quality print over at Sulfur Studios. But people will be able to print this themselves at home, which is really nice. You're listening to Art on the Air here on WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. Now back to our interview with Amiri Ferris. I wanted to ask you, Amiri, obviously, you're a young black artist, and a lot of these cultural issues are have played a really important role in you and your artwork. But I just want to ask you specifically, why is Juneteenth specifically important to you? Like, why did you decide to do this piece? Why did you decide to, delve into this particular subject matter, given your background and everything that you've worked on in the past?
Well, I wanted to talk about, again, the celebration of Juneteenth, and then also, make it a celebration, because a lot of the other pieces that I saw, I didn't really feel like it captured the essence of it, and then also the history of it. Like, it's usually maybe like a fist or just, different colors that kind of represent, an African flag or something like that. You'll see a lot of like red, yellows, and greens. And so just knowing the history, and since I'm so involved with Gullah Geechee culture, and it's just something that, we talk a lot about, I thought that, doing this digital mural and poster to celebrate Juneteenth, which is like important to me, and then, just making it more aware of people, because a lot of people, I think, don't know that it's a national holiday now, which I think is very important, and to just bring us together more, and again, celebrate and learn from the history of it, where it's not just, a certain race involved in the celebration. I think it's something that we can all, celebrate and learn from.
That's awesome. I want to kind of ask you, what has sort of been the response thus far? I mean, I know it's not yet Juneteenth when we're here talking, but this piece has been out there. You are all over the Southeast, as we mentioned, and you're always, I always see you with pictures of, people that have come and seen your work, and you always got a big smile on your face, and I love it. It's very positive, very uplifting, to see what you're up to. I wonder what people have kind of been responding. I mean, you've been having dialogues with people about your work for a long time. I mean, what do you, what, how have people responded thus far, and kind of what are you sort of expecting people to take from the piece?
I think that's a good question. I just hope that, like you said, people respond to it well, and then, want to learn more about the holiday or learn more about Juneteenth and, just kind of look on it and reflect back and say, this is a first, this awesome piece of artwork that has, lots of elements and colors too, but it's also something that you can learn from, which I think is real important.
I want to wrap this up here, Amiri, but before I do that, I want to really quickly, I want to ask you, we've been talking about how busy you are as an artist. What else have you got going on? If people are interested sort of in following other stuff that you've got, what else have you got going on right now? I'd just like to include a few details for folks who might want to see what else you're doing.
Let's see. So I know I'm going to be pretty busy for Juneteenth and doing an event with Felicia Rashad coming up on Saturday that has to kind of do with Juneteenth. And then after that, I have an exhibit called Analogous Summer, which is going to be touring to different museums and art centers and things like that. And it's all about celebrating this time of year, the summer. I think I wanted to put together this exhibit because I'm always being a teacher. This was like the time I was like, yes, I'm free from school and I have to like get to work and I have all this energy. But then at the same time, I was kind of like burned out too. So I would always, do this work and then I would get so like busy and then it's like, okay, I gotta get, back to school or whatever. But I'm very like productive in this time and, it's always like great weather and, you can get outside more. So that's what this exhibit is about. And it also entails music, which I think you've played on your radio station before, poetry. And artwork. So I'll be coming out with an album that features like my music and poetry. And then with that, it'll accompany artwork. So I'll send you some info and pictures about that.
That'd be awesome. So let me ask you, when do you sleep?
Well, actually, it's funny, like a lot of people ask me that. They're like, how do you get all this stuff done, and again, it's like being, like teacher and having to work with all these, different schools or different companies. It's just instead of working for them, I work, for myself now. So instead of burning myself out, for them, I can do that. So it seems like I can, get a lot of stuff done.
That's so
I
funny.
have that like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Mind to whatever mentality.
I want to circle back really quickly if you could, because I mean you mentioned Felicia Rashad, Claire Huxtable, I mean Cosby Show, I grew up on that. And what's that all about? Because that, I mean, I'm assuming you're talking about the same person. That's pretty amazing. What is this thing you're doing with her for Juneteenth?
So that's part of working with the Gullah Geechee Corridor, and Victoria Smalls. They've worked together for years, and she's starting a school in South Carolina. Or actually, I think her mother started the school, and so now they're just like getting it refurbished and started. So that's some event that's gonna like celebrate the opening of the school and different things. So
Yeah, that's cool though, man. I mean, like, you know, that's kind of a big name. It doesn't really surprise me though, to be honest with you. You've been doing so many different things, you know, in the last few years. I feel like you've just been, I mean, just blowing up in the entire Southeast. So, I mean, are you doing like a mural there? Are you doing at the school? Are you doing what kind of stuff are you doing specifically with that?
Yeah, so I'll be working on a mural with the kids, and they're there during the day and just talking about some of my artwork. And then there's going to be some other people there, like some sweetgrass basket makers, and there's going to be different workshops throughout the day.
Sounds great. Well, I want to close off here. Amiri Ferris on Instagram at Amiri Ferris. It's a great follow. Lots of, like I said, it's not only beautiful artwork, but it's just very positive. I love, you know, looks every time I'm scrolling through my Instagram feed and I see something that you're up to. It's always nice artwork. It's always positive stuff. And so I really appreciate you coming on, telling us all about this Juneteenth print and poster that you've been doing and everything that you're up to. Thanks for coming on Art on the Air today.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And now that you stay in the world, if I
Welcome back into the studio. Rob Hessler here, Art on the Air. Thanks for tuning in this week. That was the song Analogous Summer by Amiri Farris from his upcoming album based on a art show that he's going to be doing called Analogous Summer here in the next several months later on this year. And before that, we, of course, had our interview with Amiri Farris talking about his brand new digital print that he has created in celebration of Juneteenth. So really appreciate having Amiri on. He's one of my favorite local artists here in Savannah. And he's always so great to talk to. So just so fun. I just really love Amiri's work and I really love talking with him. If you wanted to kind of follow along with Amiri, we talked about this right at the end, but again, at Amiri Farris on Instagram, and AmiriFarris.com is a really great place to find that. That's AmiriFarris.com if you want to follow along with more of the stuff that he's got going on social media there. You can do that. We're going to be actually playing another song of his as well later on in the show, and we're going to be spending the second half of this week's episode of Art on the Air sort of celebrating Juneteenth here. We're going to be playing a bunch of songs that I think kind of follow along with the inspiration behind Juneteenth and Emancipation Day. And I think you're going to really enjoy the music that we've got lined up. Got some great tunes lined up for you. But before we do that, let's go ahead and play a couple of station announcements here. And we'll come right out of the other side of that with another one of Amiri Farris's tunes, which I know that you are going to love. Here's some announcements. You're listening to Art on the Air with your hosts, Rob Hessler and Gretchen Hilmers on WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners and by Brighter Day Natural Foods. Brighter Day Natural Foods has been serving Savannah's healthy food and supplement needs since 1978. It is located at the corner of Bull Street and Park Avenue. They have online ordering and curbside delivery available, and now a walk-up window for smoothies, juices, and sandwiches from the deli. They are open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. More information can be found at brighterdayfoods.com.
What does it mean when we say that WRUU is a community radio station? It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming. And it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It also means that we are counting on the community to keep us going. And you are the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. Now do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation. And thank you for supporting Savannah's community radio station, 107.5 FM.
Are you hesitant about receiving the coronavirus vaccination? Contact your physician. It is estimated that 97% of all physicians have been vaccinated. What do they know that you don't know? Or talk to a friend or relative who has been vaccinated and find out why they have taken it. For more information, contact www.cdc.gov.
Thank you. nights, hot, dry.
Oh, summer nights.
Art on the Air, Rob Hessler here. Thank you for tuning in again this week. That was a song by Amiri Faris, this week's Art on the Air guest. We spent the first half of this show talking with him about his new digital print that he has created, a economically friendly, let's say, digital print available for download now that he created in commemoration of Juneteenth. Thanks to Amiri for coming on the show. The rest of this episode, we're going to be playing some songs, but I wanted to mention, if you happen to miss the interview that we did with Amiri, the best way to catch it is in our station archives. Head on over to wruu.org, click on schedule, click on Wednesday, and scroll on down to Art on the Air, where you can find the previous 10 episodes, including this interview and the excellent interview that we had with Amiri Faris. But let's play some more tunes here. We're going to be honoring Juneteenth today, celebrating Juneteenth today on the show, which of course is June 19th, this upcoming Sunday. So we're going to start this by playing a song called Juneteenth by Catalyst Adrian Young and Ali Shahid Muhammad. I think you're going to enjoy it. And we'll be playing a few other songs after that. And we'll be right back after that. Enjoy.
Thank you.
trees of green, and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You're listening to Art on the Air with your hosts, Rob Hessler and Gretchen Hilmers, on WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
the sound.
It was. I want the world to know that it was.
virgin met that same grace. I know that it won't. It's gonna leave me at mine. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Right on. Yeah.
Welcome back to Art on the Air. Rob Hessler here. That was the epic performance of Amazing Grace by Aretha Franklin, one of the several songs that we are playing this week in celebration of Juneteenth. Thanks to Amiri Ferris for being my guest on the show today. We're just about out of time. If you're listening to the live show, coming up next is some of that old Savannah magic, so stay tuned for that. We're out of time for this week's episode. Next week, we're going to have Susan Hopp on the show. Tune in Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. to hear that. We're going to play one more song as we get out of here. I think you're going to love it. Freedom by Pharrell Williams. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Talk to you next week. Freedom.
company. Don't let me go. Cheetahs need to eat. Run antelope. Your first name is King. Last name is Dumb. 'Cause you still believe in everyone. With the baby first piece. The sun. Atoms in the air. Organisms in the sea. Sun and yes, man. Are made of the same things. Freedom! 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 Freedom. 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 Freedom.
That's all the time we have for this week's episode of Art on the Air with your host, Rob Hessler. Listen every Wednesday for our live show, broadcasting from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on 107.5 FM Savannah Soundings and worldwide at WRUU.org. And you can catch past episodes on the WRUU station archives on our website, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. We'll talk to you next week, where we'll have another batch of Art on the Air.